Then, as the Easter season begins, depending whether you're in school during the Easter octave, the week after Easter, or the next, you just want to capture for them the joy of the Easter season and how marvelous it was that, you know, that Jesus, everyone had thought he had died, and then he was seen and he was visiting them. So you want to go through the Easter stories that you find in the Gospels, and they are so wonderful. So now three of the Gospels are very similar. They're called the Synoptic Gospels. So you want to tell the story of the empty tomb in the Synoptics, but then John is a different type of Gospel, and it has a lot more detail about that first appearance, you know, Mary finding it, going back, and then Peter and John running to the empty tomb, and then Mary Magdalene stays after, and Jesus sees her and calls her by name. And then there's the trip to Emmaus, and then the visit to the disciples after. And I would take one story each day during the week after we come back after Easter. Then there's the visit to the apostles in John, where Thomas isn't there, and then Thomas comes, and, you know, my Lord and my God. And then Matthew's gospel includes a story about bribing the guards, you know, how, so that's not as fun of a story, but it's good to let them know that that's one of the things that happened. And then John, the fishing story and the great catch, and then again in the Gospel of John, where Jesus tells Peter to feed my sheep. So there are many beautiful stories in the Gospels about Jesus after he rose from the dead. And you want the children to know those and to see how beautiful it is. And then during the Easter season, I used to tell my students Bible stories right before recess. Just take a few minutes. It started at the beginning of the church year, and I try to go through the main stories of the Old Testament. Of course, they were getting Jesus stories through the Mass. And then during the season of Easter, I told them the stories of the Acts of the Apostles, which again are, the Acts of the Apostles is filled with a lot of fun stories about the, and very interesting stories about what the Apostles did after Jesus rose from the dead and after Pentecost. And so I like the children to, again, and in the liturgy, that is, we listen to the Acts of the Apostles. So you bring that into the classroom by telling them those stories. Then I also had a really neat religion lesson that I would do right after Easter, right as we came back. We made an Easter candle just out of a flat sheet of paper, the center of it. You know, I cut it so it would make a good size. I think it was just a square. And then I showed them the Easter candle if we went over to church, or sometimes I get the old candle from the priest from the year before, and showed them the symbols, and we got out the missalette and read the prayers and what the symbols mean. And then they made their own candle, and then I would make it 3D, you know, just make it into a, you know, curl up the paper and staple them on my bulletin board, and I had some kind of Easter saying, and it was just a ready-made nice Easter bulletin board. And then again, you want to give them maybe holy cards or some little gift to really help them celebrate Easter. It is the most important feast of our church year, that Jesus rose from the dead, and you want them to really have that sense of the beauty of the Easter season. And during the Easter season, you focus on the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. There are some beautiful feasts during the Easter season. The Divine Mercy Sunday, which is that really you want the children to learn the chaplet and to be aware of the picture of Divine Mercy. And then also good, and of course, St. Faustina. Then there's Good Shepherd Sunday, which isn't really a feast. It's just that on the fourth Sunday of Easter, there are readings about Jesus being the Good Shepherd. Then there's Ascension. It used to be Ascension Thursday, but they had transferred that to the Sunday of before Pentecost. So again, you go through that story, and then Pentecost is a glorious feast, and you teach them more about the Holy Spirit at that time.